The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Yeah. Well, you know what the best part of vacation is? According to this,
spending money,
getting paid on vacation is real nice.
Yeah, I keep talking.
That's
like that.
Really cool. Oh yeah, yes.
It's kind of cool, right? Because you're like, you know what? I'll pay a bill when I go home.
Yeah,
not gonna worry about it now.
I don't care if you turn the power off. I'm not even at home.
Yeah, made you look. Well, the best part of vacation, according to this, 42% of these people that answer this online study, I assume, say that the best part is coming home to their dog.
It's definitely the best part for the animal.
The average dog owner starts missing their dog just 53 minutes into vacation. Now, I would probably take mine with me, unless I went somewhere big.
Yeah, I try to take the cows up to Pigeon Forge. Like, you'll fit right in, but...
Come on, Moo-moos.
Trailer rental and everything.
And putting them in the hotel room is kind of awkward.
Yeah, well, I stay in the cabin, so...
Was it a chalet?
They do call them chalets. I don't want to go to Pigeon Forge and stay in a chalet. I mean, I want to stay in a cabin.
Yeah.
I want to stay in a castle.
Too far up the mountains. The castle?
With the cow.
Say, girl, what kind of vacation?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
We do all kinds of facials here.
I was doing them all.
Just let your mind go wild. We do them all.
On their back, too. It doesn't matter. Oh, God, let's dance right now.
You need a raspberry soak.
Raspberry soak.
I do love spa stuff.
You need a Michelob, girl. Come here.
I had a chemical peel last night.
You love Channel 7, don't you? Oh, my God. You love Spartanburg? Mm-hmm. Why has no one opened Spartanburg?
I will.
Jesus.
Dude, why has nobody opened the Dunkin' Donuts in Duncan? D-U-N-C-A-N?
I mean, that's close why enough. Not? They'd get them after. They'd get them.
They'd I can't get tell them. You
Duncan
the
would
time.
Do that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would.
I had a donut. Donuts
are like Duncan.
What are you talking about?
Duncan. Mm-hmm. You know what you're trying to do, Duncan? You're trying to be like Elvis and Oprah. And these people is like, I don't need my last name no more. I'm just one person. I'm like Neymar Jr. I'm like Pele. I'm like Duncan.
Pele.
All right,
Pele.
Pele.
This may completely gross you out.
I'm like Nelly.
You are like Nelly.
Well,
I love it.
I cut shaving this morning, Paige.
Oh. Kind of said like the cadence of Dale Jr. William Byron.
Well, you buy
Daniel Soares.
Sorry. Oh,
Pele.
Pele. Yeah. Don't ask what's in the backpack.
Like your phone's going to say, are you saying Pele? Or are you talking about a soccer player?
Pele. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Ron.
Pele. Give me a Pele jersey. We don't have any Pele jerseys.
Tweeny.
All right, so.
We're stalling for you to find your next story.
No, I was looking for something else, but.
Paige is upside down, literally.
No.
It's like the pineapple.
Not you, like the page.
No, anyways.
It's like the pineapples you're trying to grow.
No.
Swinger pineapples. You live in Simpsonville. Anderson said there was swinger community.
Yeah, several people asking what you meant by that. There was something on the news that said most swingers, it wasn't on the news, but to some website that said there's more swinger activity in Simpsonville, South Carolina than any other city in the state.
Starts around the Five Forks area and just kind of goes out.
To be a swinger, I would need a boyfriend. And a girlfriend, which I'm not.
No, not necessarily. You can, like, three lesbians can swing together.
Yeah. Oh, somebody in Chattanooga needs to tell us if they got a swing and a reputation up there.
Like, where also, go ahead and, while you mentioned that, Fab Boy, put the feelers out to interview Peyton Manning.
Oh, we got to. Yeah, somebody hooked that up.
His son just committed to that prep school in Chattanooga.
That's great.
And
Marshall.
That means many of you are going to see Peyton, and I would like you to... not bother him, but just, hey, you know, Peyton.
Hook it up.
These guys are awesome. And you met Matt when you graduated college.
You got that picture?
Oh, yeah. Do I have that picture? It's a 16 by 20 now, my friend. And it's signed by him. He's already seen it, but he's probably forgotten.
It'll be such a great interview, man. Somebody's got to hook it up. But they used to have a Playboy Club in Chattanooga. You know they got a swinger community, like a big one.
Yeah. That's what Lookout Mountain is. It's like, look out. We're having an orgy up here.
So if you look out, you'll see some swinging going on down here.
Yeah, heavy hangers.
Hmm. Well, do you like beer?
I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you like ice cream?
I don't want them together, though.
No, don't want to.
Guinness has teamed up with Van Leeuwen ice cream.
See, that ain't just beer. That's like
for a Guinness flavor ice cream with chocolate chunks. That honestly sounds like I'm gonna throw up.
Oh, you said chocolate chunk. I was thinking like the black version of the kid from the Goonies.
Truffle shovel.
I ain't doing no truffle shovel.
I like ice cream, but sometimes Guinness is very strong.
It feels like your teeth are stained after drinking it. Like you just feel like a film on your tongue. Gritty.
Yes.
And those are two things that shouldn't marry, like sweets and beer.
Oh. I thought you were talking about homosexuals.
Beer and pizza, or beer and tacos, or beer and something, but not sweets. It's not something that you want to do. That's not going to stay down very long. Oh,
yeah.
I didn't think sex lube and ice cream would be a good idea until we tried it. It wasn't bad.
That's pretty fun.
Appreciate that, Melissa.
I know, but still, though, like...
It's a nice tip.
Who's going to bring ice cream into the bedroom, though? Like, hey. That wouldn't...
We saw the Seinfeld episode. George is eating a sub while he's hooking up.
Don't you like
come in here and look at my banana splitties?
did you just get crumbs?
I'm not splitties. Talking sex, but I'll eat some ice cream in bed. Why not?
Could you imagine you're bent over and the guy's got his sauce ramekins on each butt cheek? Got some barbecue and some horsey.
It doesn't matter what the question is. You could be at a party. Paige is going to say me.
I have.
Has anyone ever been bitten in the neck by a vampire?
I have.
Right, Bela Lugosi the third.
I wish. I like
he said,
vampires.
I'm going to be a hickey. Next thing I know, you bit my neck.
Did you ever tell the time B.B. King tried to...
He never.
I'll follow you anywhere, baby.
He was a gentleman. He was very nice.
So I can't do a B.B. King without making him sound like Louis Armstrong.
Well, I that's just...
I'll follow you to the bathroom, huh?
And now I get what Bojangles, P1 Bojangles was referring to earlier, where it's kind of like... It's the Dusty Rhodes sound. It's just a soul sound.
Yep,
it doesn't mean skin color. It just means, you know, you talk like Bubba from Into the Night.
Yep.
Look you talk good. Like Carol O'Connor, if you will.
Poggle.
Got a little bit of soul.
Prepare my car, Poggle. I'm going to town.
There are others that talk like that as well.
I might have sex with a councilwoman.
The governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster.
That's what it all comes back to is Hanky Mack.
Well, you have kids. Here's a question.
You want some more?
What is the minimum age when kids should get a phone and be allowed on social media? You may not agree with this.
This isn't a controversial question like it used to be.
No, it's not.
It should be.
It's just assumed it's going to happen.
I keep seeing Instagram promoting Instagram teen. And I'm like...
Yeah, it's not a...
Like...
But they learn a lot from TikTok.
How did they not know, though, that it's not predators?
They could bypass all that stuff. Even the kid, they don't want that. They want the regular stuff.
Isn't it just a way to get the information? Like what they tried to do with porn, where they were trying to driver's license scans. It's going to be part of that social score. And it's going to be like kids are literally going to grow up into the system.
You just give the kid an account and tell them to make it private.
So this was a study.
Yeah, but people, you know the way people intertwine the bots and all that stuff.
Yeah, they'll try to message you and stuff.
Like when I would put, this is years ago, because I don't look at it now because I have so many followers. But no, you'd look on your story to see like how many people looked at it or whatever, or if any of your friends did. And I would see like those fake porn bots on there, like hearting you know, pictures of my family and stuff. I was like, I do not like that. I'd block them. And any new profile that they made.
Hmm.
They pop up so fast.
I know. It's like, who's got the time to sit there and keep making all these profiles?
It's always a skinny chick with like boat buoys for Hooters. And she's like.
Like from the Howard Stern show?
Yes.
Boat buoy?
And it says new account. It's like,
Yeah, new account, and they've got like 80 pictures on there, and it's like them wearing the same outfit in different poses. I've seen those.
Well, according to this study of almost 2 million people in 164 different countries, they found that science says the minimum age for kids to get a phone is 13.
Oh, I think that's way too late. I'm talking about 19 years old, they should have one.
Is the phone, or are we talking about devices, or are we talking about phones that literally they can make and receive
calls?
We
are talking about a smartphone, or to be allowed on social media. 13 is that age.
You got to, I mean, look, it's pretty much a tracking device. I don't know why you wouldn't give your kid one.
But you gotta, I know that's the good and bad. It's like TSA. It's like, hey, it's good if they stop bombs, but if I'm trying to bring in shrooms on vacation, that ain't good.
Yeah. And any younger, it affects their mental health, like poor sleep because they're scrolling in bed.
You think peer pressure was bad when we were kids? Imagine having that crap in your face all day long.
Cyberbullying from other kids. And poor family relationships, if you can argue with people in your family about things on social media. So 13 is the rounded number, and they're old enough to handle that.
Yeah.
It's like you want to track them. If you're old enough to go to your buddy's house and stay over, then I'm going to call you. I'm going to text you.
Yeah, but even then, the air tags and all that stuff, like, I see these videos where it's like telling you, like, where to put them. Like how to follow your kids or follow your husband or wife or whatever.
Or they'll put the Live 360 on there or whatever else.
I mean, it's like...
Just track locations.
It's normally. Like, oh, Big Brother's watching. So is your husband.
Big Brother.
And so are the people that can hack it. And I just don't like it. I don't like it. Take me back to 1985.
Are you going to wait until Teddy Mac comes to you here in about 8 or 9 years and says, Pappy, I want a phone. Pappy.
It's not going to be...
And he knows he's not going to ask his mom because she'll say no, but you'll say yes. Because grandparents always say yes.
You'll cave in.
I want them to stay meek and mild and innocent. I know what it was like for me when we moved from the Mill Hill to the subdivision, how I literally changed as a person, did not realize it.
Started sagging your pants?
No, I started giving a damn. I started gadding. This is where I gaffed. Yeah. You got to gad first. I was giving a damn what other kids thought about my clothes. I was like, first off, that makes you seem down, and nothing against the gays. But like, it's almost like, why do I care that my friends, dudes, care about what kind of jeans I'm wearing?
How come you moved to Poe Mill and wore a toboggan every day of the year?
We didn't move from. Well, I don't know. It was a movement at the time. It was
Why did you move to Poe Mill and had a thick starter jacket?
Who would move to Poe Mill, I ask you? It's always from Poe Mill.
Yeah. You got to leave it.
Big poofy jacket.
It was weird. It was like I was 10 or almost 11. But I remember what that moment in my life was like. Like I started wanting odd jobs so I could buy Nikes. When I used to just wear this brand called Kuga.
Because you knew you weren't going to get them unless you got the money.
But my parents started doing a little better financially. So that's why I got to move to the subdivision.
Yep.
But so with that, you know, they still would be like, you know, I'd get like Tommy Hilfiger and crap. But rather than getting 10 Walmart shirts, I'd get like two Tommies.
$49.50 per
shirt. Because I cared what... little teenage kids thought about my clothes. Now it sounds weird to say as a 49-year-old man, but like it's just weird. That's why I've always tried to instill that into my kid. Like, don't gad as much about that.
Somebody, is that still the going rate for a Tommy Polo $49.50?
Dude,
that was the belt price back in the day.
I'm sure with inflation, it's like $112 now. But
it's got
to
be.
You just like you shed that, and it's hard to get back to that real you. You know. Speaking of that, I got to go take a shed. And we'll be right back. Good morning.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I want both hands up. I want you to sway side to side and go, like I believe in Mark Hendricks.
Like we on a coaster.
Smart Hendricks. Like you're on a roller coaster.
Something to pep you up a little bit.
I need something. Give me like a good old, I'll go sentimental. Give me a Hey Baby, would you?
Hey baby.
Oh, hey mama. I see.
Break you off a little Hey Baby.
I need to figure out how I can tell my smart speaker at home that starts with an A word to like do that. It'd be like, you just walk through the house, you know, like, hey A word, give me a Hey Baby.
Hey,
and that would be nice. Actually, give me
Hey Ass Lips, give me a Hey Baby. Like, is that the one?
No, I don't have ass lips.
Well, it's the knockoff version.
I've hey, got Alan. The one that
it responds what you want, man.
You know, I told. Did I tell you this? I looked it up one time. You can rename them
Really?
Yeah.
Will it answer to it, though?
It's got a... God, I wish I had the information handy. It was... there's a... Like, if you... If for whatever reason, you hate women...
Yeah.
Like, there's a male kind of version of it that you can rename it. I don't think you can just
name it
yourself. Like,
hey, poo-poo.
Hey, dickhead. What's the weather today?
Man, I don't know. It's going to be hot. Man, what you want?
Sometimes some of your dads would be answering you.
That's great.
Oh, what if we got a new product called Yo Ghetto? If you talk to them, like,
I'd love
we're
that.
Not the ones to bring it to market.
I know. Let me give somebody else the idea and then they'll bring it.
No.
Yo Ghetto, what's the weather?
Damn, I wish I could find this.
I don't know.
How do I call it? I don't know. It would take forever to find it. That would be nice if you could order like that, like a coffee. Like when they go to, I tell you, first off, I ain't against paying, a chunk of change for a nice coffee. Good coffee, not like any kind of like brand or whatever. And I'm not like a woman or a gay man who walks around holding it in the air for you to see. They have a coffee.
It's the one that's going to last for a little bit.
I'm carrying it like I'm the Statue of Liberty. I have a coffee.
Oh, look, everybody.
I have a frozen caramel macchiato with two espressos or cappuccinos or whatever that song was.
Coffee to me. I love it.
Yeah.
I've got an animal style coffee.
Can I get, Fat Boy, can I get three? I really need it today. Can you give me three Hey Babies and a more than just my armpit stink?
Coming up for you.
Hey Baby.
Hey.
Hey Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Baby.
Okay.
More than just my armpit stink.
Ooh. Oh, yes. That's what I needed today.
Let's see if I can set the
Paige is behind me in line. Paige, I'm not paying it forward, by the way, just so you know.
That's okay.
It's busy in here,
probably
man.
Probably getting
a lot of people.
The same thing that you got. That's
okay. Wait a minute. Holy crap, you have ambiance music.
Oh, yeah. You got to at Fat Boy's coffee shop.
Oh, it's... No, it's...
An Emporium.
I'd like a coffee, please.
It rhymes with Starbucks. We just can't say it on the radio. It's offensive.
They can't do it.
It's Scar.
Oh, like the old Nintendo 64 game.
Yes, that's what it is.
I like that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Of course, you know, my employees don't show up.
It's only the boy working.
I'm running it by myself.
Sometimes you want a regular coffee. Sometimes you want a couple shots of espresso or cappuccino or whatever the hell that song was. Like, I don't even drink that much coffee. I really, really don't.
We got specials.
Oh, yeah? Tell me about your specials.
Well, we got a discount of...
You being bad, man. You being bad.
Oh, my God.
And if you order two Stone Colds...
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah.
You'll get a shot of this right here.
You heard right stuff.
Oh, my God. You heard right stuff.
Wow.
Only for $34.99.
This is a nightmare.
Do you need me to pull ahead? Oh, they don't make you do that there. We're inside.
Yeah, we're inside.
All right, I'm going to step over here to the gift shop area where you try to sell me CDs.
Please.
All right, Paige, you're next.
Go to the gift shop, order.
Yes. Paige, if you're asking me, I would order the Gale. I heard that's really good.
Yeah, but I want the Gale iced.
Hit her with a shot of an iced Gale.
I want an iced Gale.
You want an iced Gale? Let's see if we...
Gale!
Fat-free, sugar-free, iced Gale.
It's not available
sugar-free.
Yes, I have sugar. I have to. You can't get it sugar-free.
Did you say you wanted a shot of Bebe by chance?
Can you give me... Oh, my God. Paige,
yes.
One more recommendation. I've already ordered my three Hey Babies and my more than just my armpit stink.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to order an additional, I would go with the... have you eaten breakfast yet?
No.
Try the... You don't even know what kind of eggs them is. Oh, my God.
Can I get a wrap?
That's on special, too.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's good,
I want an egg wrap.
Ma'am, we noticed you...
what else is on the menu?
Oh, we got one of these just for Monday.
I ain't got no pennies.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got no pennies.
Oh, man.
And another Monday special.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
What is that?
Whoa, who's that hoe?
What? Did you just call yourself a hoe or a hoe? What was that?
What did she say? It was one or the other.
Who's that hole?
Who's that hole?
She was about to call herself an a-hole, wasn't you? She should just shorten it to hole.
Between
it
would have
been better
hole.
If you just went ass, Paige. That's
I'm always ready for the weekend.
What is that from? Is that from a movie?
That was from... I heard that this morning, last week, actually.
You heard that this morning, last week?
Well, this morning we played last week's on the Rewind.
Crying.
And Paige was talking to our buddy Chris in Lenore City, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, "You ready for the weekend?" She said,
"I'm always ready for the weekend."
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you know what? I got to write something on the cup. Let me
You stupid bitch.
Oh, no. That's on yours, Paige. Yours is ready.
We have an order for...
You stupid bitch.
Paige, your order, please.
Please.
Is mine ready yet?
The counter is back.
Let's see what he's going to call mine.
Let's see.
Is mine ready yet, sir?
We'll call yours. We'll just call you this
one. You're being bad, Mammy. You're being bad.
Oh, that's me.
That's great.
Oh, that's a breakfast alarm, folks. Breakfast is only good for 10 more minutes.
We burn those so fast. I sometimes forget what all is. I mean, you have a big menu over there.
Did you drop something in the tip jar? Did I see that?
I did.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I liked it.
I'll give you.
Can I tell you real quick about our football specials for football season?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Throwing touchdowns.
Oh my God.
It's a big. God. It's a coffee cup shaped like a football. And it's got black coffee and one creamer.
Ew.
It's called
Throwing Touchdowns.
And if you come in here, you'll get half off.
You stupid bitch.
That's the key word you got to order
with.
Do
it every day.
You're speaking too loud. Background people really don't talk in movies. Did you know that? They're over there just moving their lips. So they're not talking. They add the background music later because if they talked on camera, they would have to get paid as a voice actor, so they're only background actors. So when they're back there talking, they're not talking. They're moving their lips. The ambiance is added later. I didn't know that till recently.
Hey, what,
sir?
What is? Hey, are you two dudes hooking up in the corner? It's breakfast.
You heard right, stud.
Come on, man.
Two dudes.
What are you doing? I'm closing up early.
Yeah. His coffee sucks.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say hello, famous people born on July the 22nd. Happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
I tell you what, I'll put this list up against any other day of the year.
You know, I want to say this. Someone asked in the mail, so I didn't read the email. It's kind of one of those boring ones, but I feel the need to tell you now. So who decides who gets to suck it? I withdraw sucking it a lot because I'm the one who says the beginning part, and I feel like I'm just Mike Hogging then. Yeah. So I'd like y'all to fight over sucking it.
We're supposed to. Oh, I wish we could do guest suck it, but you'd have to record them. And
who can keep up with
that? Well, you can suck it anytime.
Hey, look at that. That's an open invitation.
I want that to live on just like I'm ready for the weekend.
Ready for the weekend.
Oh, you! Oh, this is that guy. Yeah. You played the music.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
I got to play it because it's not Rima's birthday.
Low.
She used to be on, I believe, Witches of Waverly Place.
Oh, wow.
Sabrina. Or not Sabrina. Shoot.
Now she has massive jugs.
Oh, shoot.
And she's hooked up with Benny Blanco.
Well, we can.
What's her name? Rima?
Don't say it.
I like when he tries to guess, too.
I know, but you know what I'm going to have to need, and I'll get it right off with it.
SG.
Selena Gomez.
It's Selena Gomez's birthday.
You should have said Justin Bieber.
I don't want to bring up trauma for either one of them. They didn't have a good time together.
They didn't have a good relationship.
Plus, he kind of missed those jugs. Like, they came in after him.
Yeah, I know. It's like being the last boyfriend, Vanessa Hutchins. Is that her name? The one that's like, she says she's a witch now and she's not male or female.
Is she a necromancer or like a full-on witch?
It's not a necromancer. You love saying the word necromancer.
What was a good Tina Turner song?
Ah, gosh, can't think of her name now either. But she's the guy that broke up.
What's a necromancer?
I don't know. Might have to ask somebody.
Say what you said you thought it was. I think you could say it on the radio.
Me?
No, Fat Boy.
I felt like it has something to do with the dead, like it was... like some kind of dead fetish.
So,
I don't really know how to explain.
Alice Cooper did a song called Cold Ethel, and that's what it was about.
Oh.
That's what I thought. Like something like
necrophilia.
That.
Oh, God.
A necromancer, I guess, is one that finds romance in
dead people?
I guess. So, I guess.
Romance well,
making passionate but what love if, to a dead person?
But what if it's like your mom, so it's like psycho?
Your mom?
You're dressing like her and stuff.
Your mom. How old's Selena?
Selena Gomez is. 38. I got to go with what I literally thought first.
37.
I want to go 37, but I thought 38 first.
Selena Gomez, and I was kind of surprised by this, only 33 years old.
Wow. Oh,
wow. She's so pretty.
She is. You can tell she's one of those
sweet.
She's naturally, you know, Hot. HBK.
To me, the greatest that ever lived.
What's happening right now in all of pop culture is that you're now wanting to have had three names. Like we all, you know, most people do first, middle, and last. But now, if your name can be a three-letter brand, it's everything.
Yep.
For example,
SGA, RVD, RKO.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So many other.
Good Lord. I just had an epiphany of many of them, and I can't
remember. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, the Catman.
They all came through Kentucky, the three name guys, or two last names.
That's kind
of
cool.
HBK. Gosh, there's a bunch of them in basketball. I just thought SGA was the only one. There's several. Yeah.
He's got Chattanooga ties, SGA.
But Shawn Michaels, the formerly known as Michael Higginbotham.
Yep.
Whisper's husband.
I think he trained Daniel Bryan, right? He came through his school?
Yeah.
Down in San Antonio? Which I don't think they run anymore. Well, he doesn't because he's with NXT, but...
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels. Carried the company through a bankruptcy. Was the top guy for years.
I don't think he's 60 yet. Oh, okay. Yes, he is. He's 60 years old today.
Okay. 60.
He is 60.
You got to work on your poker face.
No, I don't. Yes, you got to quit being paranoid.
No. I read you like a book. It's a very big book.
Yeah.
Really big.
I can tell when Mark Hendricks is trying to do it, too.
He lifted an eyebrow, so that was a dead giveaway.
Well, when you look to the right, you're lying.
Yeah, but your left is my right. So, I couldn't tell. I'm dyslexic when it comes to reading body language.
Oh, boy.
I almost said a hint that was going to give it away, and I'm glad it didn't.
JFK. There you go. Thank you for that. Oh, yes. That's another good one. I forgot. LeBron James is LBJ. No.
It's a Spanish sex act.
LeBron's one word, right?
It is.
Yeah, so he's LBJ.
But it's capital L, capital B. So
Saturday Night Live. That's another one.
He was a part of my favorite cast of all time. You had this guy. You had Sandler, Farley, Rock, Kevin Nealon. So that mid-90s cast to me was the best.
They're still alive?
Yep.
Give me the initials, please.
DS. And if you got Paige might have one of these purses laying around somewhere.
Donna Saren?
David Spade's birthday.
Oh, that's David. Kate.
Yeah,
that's
his, Kate. It was his sister-in-law, right?
Or yeah, don't make any jokes about her either.
Some kind of familial tie there. Which that estate's making a lot of money. They sell her stuff at Target now.
It's
so.
Very unfortunate.
They should sue manufacturer of poker cards. I would say
that
62.
Okay, 61.
David Spade is 61 years old today. Look at you.
Two.
We're co-workers.
Paige, you better watch out when I play this. Watch her. Make sure she don't squirm around.
Oh, I want your body.
Because I know every white woman right now is age 40 and above.
I was going to say, some girls don't know who Keith Sweat is. Some people thought I said Queef Sweat, and I did not.
That I need you.
And wanna please you.
Guess what he wants?
He wants
your body.
Every last drop.
He wants you to
holler. Oh, man.
When you want him to stop?
Never.
Did you ever listen to, like, Casey and JoJo, especially? Jodeci, but Casey and JoJo, and realize, like, they're singing about, like, the same girl. And, like, you're just starting to think, like, this poor girl.
They're fighting over her.
Yeah, but she's, like, shish kebobbed by both.
Shish kebab.
That's a different kind of kink right there.
Yeah.
When you got brothers.
Like, you're high-fiving. Keith Sweat, everyone knows that this is... We should have the day off, because Keith Sweat is officially 65 years old today.
Okay, sounds good.
One-third of LSG is 64 years old today. You got so close.
I must say.
But the urinals hit.
We'll keep it going for this fella. Been in a ton of movies. He was on ER for a little bit. He's been in
George Clooney.
Summer of Sam. Nope. He was in Spawn. He was in what's the Santa Claus movie with David Harbour. That's the last thing I saw him in. John Leguizamo.
Ah, Leguizamo.
Yeah.
God, that one movie he did where they were like all robbers, and he had a weird, funky name in the movie. I can't remember.
I can't remember, but that Christmas movie he was in with Slay Night. David Harbour's in it. He plays Santa Claus.
Which movie was it when Kane played Santa Claus and he killed everybody? That was Goldberg.
Oh yeah, it was Goldberg.
Goldberg was like this big,
Bill,
crazy elf, and I think he tried to kill Santa Claus.
He did.
Spoiler.
Tried to take him out.
Yeah. Paige Holt is Keith Sweat. Now, who are we guessing again?
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo.
Okay, 66.
I'm going to go 65.
Well, you go the right place, buddy. He is 65 years old today.
All right, 2 for 2.
This is probably one of the top to bottom best albums ever written of all time. The End of the Innocents.
Oh,
it's 10 songs. I believe no filler. It's got a few hits on it. It's Don Henley's birthday.
Oh wow!
How many Eagles left?
You're a weird cat, fat boy.
Cat, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
If you look down the history of music, when you talk about songwriting duos, there aren't very many that were like that good. Glenn Frey and Don Henley are
the best
up there.
Like this song right here does nothing but depress me. Like it's just familial, and I'm not saying familiar. I'm saying familial. Yeah. Like you grew up hearing this song, but like, it's just.
And Bruce Hornsby co-wrote this one.
I hate him and Derange.
I like that Hornsby sound. Like
it's a good song.
One of his songs.
I hate Walking in Memphis.
Walking.
Yeah, I like that one. That was all Cone, right? Mark Cone.
Paige, how old is Robert Plant, whoever he said?
I know.
Don
Henley.
67.
Ooh.
I would say he's like 76.
You're closer.
77.
78 years old.
78
wow.
Now.
Don Henley. You, with a career that he's had, legendary, and you're 78 years old. God, do you wish you could just not do anything different, but just go back and do it all again? Wouldn't you want to just live that life again? And they're peak,
I think
man.
Some people like that would, but a lot of people are just glad they survived it.
Yeah.
Like they're so glad with all, like, especially.
You don't want to go back in history.
Like, if all the stories are true about the things people snorted and the things did and the various.
Ozzy snorted pee.
Like, all that stuff, like, they should get down and kiss the ground every day and pray and think. Just give gratitude for still being here. You got something left to do.
Thank
it ain't
God.
Another tour.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say real quick.
It's Dog's birthday.
Yeah, it is. But before him, because we didn't have time for him, Roger Murtaugh, Danny Glover, 79 years old today.
Damn.
He's still doing the cons, too. He and Mel Gibson are taking pictures.
Yeah, remember I showed you that picture of him and Webster together.
Yeah. Now, Glover's sitting down in a lot of these. I don't know if he can stand up and move around as well, but they're doing another Lethal Weapon. I saw that, too.
I wonder if Mel ever goes and does them.
Oh, yeah, they do them together.
Oh, no.
And he's got his salt and pepper beard, so he looks kind of creepy now.
Oh, you know, yeah, because Mel's in a Marvel movie, too. So he's, wow. He's just got to watch out for the.
He looks evil with that beard.
I wonder if people protest.
Oh, you know they do. He was the dude back in the 80s and 90s, man, for a little bit. Mel Gibson was like A-list number one guy.
Stormtroopers come in with swastikas on, and they're get out of here. No, that's not nice to say. George Clinton?
George Clinton. Bill's brother.
I saw him New Year's Eve in Savannah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and P-Funk All-Stars. No, but I was.
Hey, shout out to this white woman that's drunk in the front row here.
I'm going to go 84.
Okay, sounds good.
My favorite Olympic.
84.
Sounds great to me. He is 84 years old today. For me personally, happy birthday to Terrence Stamp, who is the Limey. Great movie. He's 87. He was also General Zod in Superman 2, but... Happy heavenly birthday.
Oh, God, that is the same guy.
Yep, Terrence Stamp. The Limey's a great movie.
Happy heavenly birthday.
Bob Dole would have been 102 years old.
Oh, man.
And Alex Trebek. Jeopardy should have died with him. He was the show. Would have been 85 years old.
Wow.
And I miss him every day. I can't watch it anymore.
Would it make you, serious question, would it make you feel stupid to watch old episodes and still get them wrong?
Yeah, kinda.
Because I've done that to somebody, like even 30 minutes before and still missed them. Oh. I don't have the recall that quick.
Isn't that great? You're like,
it's no retention.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to watch last year's Super Bowl because I don't really remember the fourth quarter. I know who won, but I don't remember nothing about the fourth quarter.
That game might have been over
halftime. Senility. It's always a surprise.
The only thing I learned that from that was that, was it Venus or Serena that was crip walk dancing?
Oh, that was Serena.
Serena. I got to figure out a way to, because the other one's not. Because
she used to be with Drake, and they're saying that was a shot at Drake.
Serena.
The fact that she was even there.
You think she's attractive? She got a nice shape.
Yeah, I like her body, man. She's got just real athletic, thick. Like, you know, she'd probably squeeze your ears like in half with those legs.
Yeah. That's a fun feeling. You know you're really doing some, your work right.
You'd be like Helen Keller beating on her legs like, please let me in.
My eyes would be like Mr. Bill.
I just had this weird picture of this girl sitting on your shoulder and you're going,
oh, wow. Well, is like it Serena Williams on my shoulder at the Hootie and the Blowfish show?
It was your Hootie. Yes. You got Hootie on the front row there, kind of. He knows what's going on.
Hootie would stop the show. It's like, okay, girl, what are you doing on his shoulder?
What are you doing?
Get off his shoulder. Why are you sitting on the shoulder?
You made him cry.
You made him cry.
Why is she sitting on your shoulder, reverse cowgirl?
Oh, God.
You got to turn around.
Stop, girl.
Tomorrow, we're on a roll.
Roll, Hootie.
Best damn audio tomorrow. The best.
Yeah, I mean, I got a dad. You don't like when a dad's taking a nap, let him take a nap. Because if you wake him up for no reason at all, other than to make a funny video.
Well, and also it's, you know, Bam Margera, I think, part of the problem too. When, you know, a parent can't even feel safe just going to take a dump.
He can't have shirts without cheeseburgers on.
He can't get into a car without fireworks going off, you know? It made parents always very scared.
God, I remember interviewing Phil as many times as we did, and it was always the same question. Why do you let Bam do this?
Dude, do you know that we did the, what was the uncle's name? The one that turned
out? Don Vito.
And was he not, like, didn't there stuff come out about him?
Yeah, and then he's passed away now. So
we interviewed him 2 weeks right before all the crap hit the fan.
I know, I wish we would have known, man. We could have asked him about it. Wouldn't have understood him, but he would
have. Well, I think if we would have known, we should have called the authorities first before we asked him about it.
Got to get the scoop first.
He would have left town if he could have. He probably would have just been walking in a circle. You see them eyes? Hey, good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.